CTV.
Martin Zender, have you been wearing the same shirt for 4 days? Maybe. Maybe I have. God gave me this shirt. I honor this shirt. Well, here we are at the end of the week. And I just... Tonight, I just don't have the heart to go into the next part of the Acts 28 thing. I will do it Monday. I just didn't want to close the week on that. I want to do something higher, something greater, and that is I want to talk about the love of God. And I want to talk about the body of Christ and the love that we have for each other. But before I do that, I want to promote a TikTok channel to you. I promoted it before. It's our brother Johnny Green. He has a TikTok channel. I don't know if you know anything about TikTok. Just go to TikTok. TikTok. And you go to Son of Thunder 7. First you put the little at symbol. At Son O Thunder. S-O-N-O. It's not of, it's O. Son O Thunder 7. And you will find Johnny Green. And he's a dear friend of mine. You might remember I interviewed Johnny and his daughter Caitlin right here in the cottage in Fort Lauderdale 6 months ago. I don't know. But this is a beautiful family. Do you remember that interview? I love this family. Johnny is a stalwart teacher. He's serious, man. This guy doesn't mess around. He knows how to take down the Christian religion, but he also knows how to laud and honor and glorify our great God. And he does it with great earnestness and seriousness. And he has a lot of videos. Seems to me he might have like 200 videos out there. And he gets good views, and so I want you to subscribe to his channel and watch his material. Lately, he's been talking about Paul's gospel. This man is informed. And his daughter, Caitlin, I love Caitlin. She is such a beautiful person, such a sweet soul, and a heart that longs for God. I don't know if you remember the interview, but Johnny lost a son. A year ago in November, Caitlin lost a brother, Austin, to leukemia at a very young age, 27 years old, I think. And so, Caitlin and Johnny were called upon to really try to see the love of God through this trial, and it's difficult. And many of you out there right now are going through trials. And I've gone through them myself. And when you go through them, you think that God has abandoned you. You think that there's no more love of God for you. And this is when you need to realize, and I need to do a short series of videos on this topic. The love of God as related to the discipline of God. Because God is love. So before I go on that topic, subscribe to Johnny Green's channel. It's G-R-E-E-N-E. And he introduced his daughter, Caitlin, to MCTV. You remember that interview? I'll link it down here if you haven't seen it. I will link it down here. Never seen a closer father and daughter. And just God-fearing people. And Johnny's wife, Kathy. I give a shout out to you, Kathy. One of our fellow believers. Beset with trials. You notice how many people are anxious these days? I am afflicted with it. I know that Johnny's wife, Kathy, is afflicted with it once in a while. Caitlin is afflicted with it. We all are. And it's a reason we need each other. Okay, I will say that. It's a reason that we need each other. It's a shame. It really is a shame that we're so scattered. We're so far apart. Believers need to be together. They do. I can't emphasize how important it is. I mean, I thank God that I have this channel to talk to you, and I know that you thank God you have this channel to hear what I would have to say, and because it's a symbiotic relationship that we have. And since we're so far apart, and since travel has been so difficult lately, this is the best we can do. So we do what we can do. That's why I want you to subscribe to Johnny's channel. Son of Thunder 7, at Son of Thunder 7. It's really cool. Johnny's super cool. Got great graphics on his presentation. Very well done. Go there. So, we know that God is love, and it's a challenge to believe it. But if you read Hebrews chapter 12, and I want you to read Hebrews chapter 12, I know it's written to Israel, but it's a transadministrational truth that God disciplines those that he loves. Paul's the writer of Hebrews, I firmly believe, and Paul says there that if you're not disciplined, then God doesn't love you. And don't we see this in the world? Doesn't it seem sometimes like the people who don't know God, who don't love God, who don't want God, they're out there successful, they're having a good time. It's like they've made a pact with the devil. Well, maybe they have. Maybe they have. In the meantime, those of us whom God has drawn to himself, we're beset by trials. Our loved ones die, like Austin Green. Our loved ones die, and it grieves us, tears us apart, so that we no longer want to live. And we think that God is doing it to us. But as I have told you for many a year now, God is doing it for you. I went through a terrible divorce in 2009. My wife of 25 years. It was the worst thing I ever went through. It was done to me. But that's from the human viewpoint. In the divine viewpoint, God did it for me. But I wanted to die. I wanted life to end. Death would have been preferable. I truly felt that way to what I was going through then. And all I had left then, and I will tell you this, God will never take your faith away. I mean, you may only have one shred of faith left, but God will not remove that shred of faith, because you're his. I mean, he'll put you against the wall. Oh, he'll put you against the wall. But what kept me going back then was that one shred of faith that still trusted him. And I think of Job, and I gave this talk at the South Carolina conference. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That wrecks me. That breaks me. That is so profound. That is one of the most spiritual statements you can say. And Johnny Green had to say it. And Caitlin Green had to say it when their loved one died. And it takes faith to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Why would anyone do that? For this reason, God is love. And every single thing he does is motivated by love. It's certainly not Hallmark love. Oh no. It's not the lovey-dovey sentiments you read on anniversary cards or birthday cards or get well soon cards. No, it is true love. As the Proverbs say, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but God is more than a friend. He's our Father, and He has our good in mind, and only He, for now, can see the long shot, the big picture. He sees where we're coming into the celestial realm. He knows where He is bringing us, and He knows what we need to go through to fit us like a puzzle piece for our predesignated place among the celestials. And you will not go through one more trial, not even one more inconvenience that you need to go through to complete you. God is a surgeon when it comes to your trials. It doesn't seem like that, I know. It seems like He's got a bucket or a fire hose, and He's just hosing you down with trials, with sorrows, with pains, with grief. Many of you have lost your spouse. One of our dear brothers lost a daughter recently. Now I know why I really can't be happy in this life. It's because of the corporate pain of the body of Christ, because we suffer together. I suffer together with you, and I know you suffer together with me. How the hell can we be happy in this life, in this eon, whose chief characteristic is death? How? I haven't been able to figure out. I can be joyful deep down in Christ, and I am. I can have peace deep down in Christ, and I do. But on the surface, it's tumultuous. But don't be disturbed by the disturbances. That's what you have to remember. I've told you to be at peace with not being at peace. I told you not to worry about being worried. And now I'm telling you not to be disturbed about the disturbances on your surface. Don't sell yourself short. That's just the surface. I've compared it before to the ocean. On the surface, the ocean is tumultuous. The waves crash. It seems like a disorganized mess. Yet the ocean bed never changes. The bedrock down there deep, where nobody sees, where it's dark, where it's private, it's solid and quiet. And that's you. Don't sell yourself short. I know you're tumultuous, you're imperfect, you're not at peace, you're anxious on the surface. Don't worry about it. That's just the surface. Underneath, you have the Spirit of God in you, and you have the love of God shed abroad in your hearts, and you have a solid foundation. This is why Caitlin and Johnny survived the loss of their loved one. That's why. It's why I survived my divorce when I didn't want to. It's because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart. And the love of God is the realization that God is love. Read Hebrews. I'm going to go into detail on it sometime soon. If you're not a son of God, He won't discipline you. He'll let you go your way, like the prodigal son. Eat, drink, and do merry, and off you go, seemingly living a wonderful, free life, but really not free at all. But enmeshed in the bondage of not being a son or daughter of God. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see where God is taking us, you will thank him profusely and for the eons for bringing you through every ugly, painful thing you had to go through. And then you will see it perfectly. You will see its place. You will see how that trial fit. And how that trial fit you for your specific place. Because we all have a specific place. Like a puzzle. A piece of the puzzle can only go in one place. It can't go here. It can't go there. It can't go there. It can only go here. And the receiving end of that puzzle piece is built for it. It's made for it. It's perfect for it. There is a vacancy right now in the celestial realm that you will fill. And it's shaped in such a way that only you can fill it. And so God has to sand you, cut around you, sometimes cut into you, but he's fitting you for that place. And he's doing it out of love. And he's saying to you right now, he goes, just trust me. Just trust me. This is God to you. Just trust me. I know it's hard. I know it hurts, but honestly, just please trust me. And I know you're going to trust me because I will not take away your last shred of faith. I may leave you with only a shred of faith, but I won't take that away. And you know that's all you need. Do you remember the man Jesus healed? Before he healed this guy, he said, do you believe I can heal you? The man says, I believe. And then he said, but help my unbelief. What an honest guy. I love this guy. I want to meet this guy. Help my unbelief. And Jesus was astounded by that. By the honesty. It's kind of like a guy standing on the street corner saying, with a sign saying, need money for beer. I'll give that guy money every time. Because he's honest. Need money for drugs, whatever. This guy was honest. Of course I believe you, Lord. But help my unbelief. And what do you think our Lord did? He healed them. Because a shred of faith is enough faith. And if that's all you have today, after everything you've been through, and you've been through a lot, then thank God. And it's almost over. That's the beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost over.